holding a pehe and aleph all the way to the last line. Let's just get the Gemara in again, and we'll see Rashi is. Listen, may have Roy. The Mercer question. So Rav said that it's talking about aruga. It was talking about a single solitary aruga. The Gemara says, why is that so? You could really, you could set it up in such a way that you could plant all around it by not filling up the whole the corners, all the whole direct sides of it. So Mor says, Rav says the case was that you filled up the sides. And Mor says, well, the Mor's question, what Rashi understands is, Elizabeth may have Roy. Why did we have to say the case was that he filled up all the corners, thereby preventing him from planting all around? Let him plant may have Roy from outside of the Rugam, and it means the other Rugas around it. You shouldn't, and don't fill it up inside. Don't fill up the corners and thereby create this problem that you can't plant all around. Rather, limit what you're going to plant inside and allow you to plant all around. So why did Rav understand that that was so? So the more answer is a gzera, because we don't want the person to, because he might end up not realizing and filling up the whole side, and then he cannot plant all around. There, but they said, you know what, just plant. This whole hole implies you have a solitary aruga, and therefore there's no gzera. But if you'd have the, if you would allow him to plant all around, he might forget and fill up inside, and you have a problem of a klein. So the Mor says, well, you have a rosh tor, even if you rosh tor yorek, even if you would end up planting all around, according to Rav, why is there a gzera? Because even if you would, it shouldn't be any worse than rosh tor. Where you, the halacha of Rosh Tor, which is Midlatsanan, didn't we learn? Hoya Rosh Tor Yorak Nichlas Asech Soda Acher is Motor, the nation near a Saif Soda. Since it's clearly defined as the end of the field, even though this is field A and this is field B, and part of field B cuts into field A like at an angle, it's Motor, because it's clearly in the, it's two separate plantings with two separate sodas, etc. So we hear if you plant aruga A, and then aruga B, so each one's clearly defined. So it should have the same hetter as Rosh Tor. The Mor says, no, ain't Rosh Tor baruga. Since aruga is so small, we don't use the hetter of Rosh Tor. That was Rav. Let's see Rashi. Lizer may have Roy. I think we're holding the bottom Rashi on Hey Oman Aleph. Plant outside of it. In other words, plant the middle one and plant other rugas all around it. And the eighth is, and don't fill up the whole sides of each one. What forced Rav to understand the Mishnah talking about a case of a solitary aruga, and thereby you're filling up the corners? Maybe the case, maybe the halacha should be true, even aruga, between other arugas, as long as you, each one, you plant accordingly. So Mor says, we're not going to allow you to do that, because zera shema yimale. Ahakach, you'll fill up the middle one, and then you're going to plant the one next to it. It's a gul mitaycha, kasher zorim sois, and then you'll plant the next one, also, all the way up against its border, inside of number two. So you planted inside of number one, all the way up to the gwul, all the way up, the whole length of side, the east side, let's say. And now you plant number two. We say, number one, when I planted number one, I filled up the whole west side, the whole east side. So same thing over here. Well, now you're gonna have a problem. Well, Yosem Aliva, he won't focus in the fact of the irbuv shel shtei arugas, so there's going to be an irbuv. So Mor says, what's the problem? And even if you do that, well, like ela rosh tor klemer, afilu milo oisoi, even if you did fill it up, achazor garen echod bechaverta, even if you fill up aruga number one in the middle, then the next over you put one garen, and hefresh kashir beinor lebein zera shebazu. And you won't have this gap between the two, which is the way you're supposed to. shebazu, the gap of the three tefachim you're going to have in the ruga number one, you don't have it in ruga number one, ruga number two next to it. But why is it a problem? Lo yehi nidun ela kerosh tor yorek. Should be like the edge of a planting of a field of yorek. Hanimshech uba misada zu lesada zu, which went from sada A into sada B. Shenira yafa shenam mizu shenichnas lo ela shemizu sheyotzer menu. But it's clear that it's not from the other field where it's extending of. It's not part of the new field, so it's not klein. Vikhekaren, the difference is clear, it's accurate, it's nika that it's separate. Ayanika, Lunika Lukashinan. But I'm not concerned about the fact that they're absorbing from each other. So why is that not apply over here? Now Rashi explains Rashtor Korile is called Rashtor, the fee. She came derech the Saif Hasar Aliyos Miskatseris Hakarisha and Mashap Alaksan Kurashtor. The ends of fields used to end up with this point. I'm not sure exactly why that's so. Ein Rosh Tor Baruga, Ein Toros Heter Rosh Tor Meruga LaRuga. That Rosh Tor did not work from one Aruga to another. Ela Misada Gedola LaSecha Ruga. If you'd have a large field going into the Ruga, so it's clearly part of this large field, not part of the original Ruga. Ein Meruga LaSecha Sada Gedola. Those have the heter rosh tor. Two arugas, you don't have a heter rosh tor. It's not so clear. They look like they're one. Each one is not significant in its own enough to create a heter of rosh tor. That's Rav. Okay. The Gemara of Shmuel Amar, five lines down. Aruga ben Aruga Shinu. He says, no, the case was it was Aruga amongst other Arugas. Tesh says in Shmuel holds no Gzeira because Shmuel holds that there is Rosh Tor by Aruga ben Aruga. There were two Arugas. So you are separate. You have Aruga A, Aruga B, they're clear, they're defined, it's not a problem, Furthermore, Kasha Baha Misarbi Baha Dabi. So Rashi says, but the question over here is, even if you have that, but the leaves are going to overlap. They're that close that the reality is that the leaves are going to overlap. And that's already Osir. Even if you have based on the plant itself, there's a clear, defined separation between the two, but if the leaves are overlapping and that gets all mixed up, that's awesome. Some more answers, but not to Shura Lakan, Bashura Lakan. You'd have to, Shmuel says the case, it'd have to be that you make sure that the leaves of Aruga A lean towards this direction, and the leaves of Aruga B lean towards that direction. Well, the heter of kliyim is that it's not the two things planted together. It's not the irbuv. Once it's an irbuv, that's the iser of kliyim. The two things are growing together, barbuvia. That's the iser of kliyim. Samora says that you would lean the leaves in different directions, so you don't have that problem. You would have to, yeah. And that's a concept which is I mentioned you find the Mishnah's Kalayim that you know time a few times we talked about this idea that you have plants which have a lot of leaves you have to keep them independent. See Rashi.
If you were to cut those leaves, it wouldn't need those leaves to grow.
It'd be the same thing. Yeah. As long as they're not mixing. Welcome, Arbi Badari. So, ha'olin shel aruga zu, ba'olin shel chaverta shel milamala, even though the plants are separate, but the leaves are interlocking with each other. Shein b'neim ela shnei tefachim shel gvulim. The whole distance is only two tefachim, so the chances are that they're going to overlap. Benet Shura Lakan or Shura Lakan. Mamsha Sharuch Zul Bitsad Karen Mizrochis Zephonis. Sharuch Zul Bitsad Marabis the Roimis. These ones you're going to lead towards your north, your northeast. These you'll lead, you'll lead to your southwest. And Kulam, and that's you have to constantly do that. Larchikan, keep them separate. Shalot Yehu Zeh Keneged Zeh. I'm sorry. The pshat I told you was close to this pshat, that you leave, keep the leaves separate. Rashi learns that you that Shmuel's heter was based on the fact that you're going to not fill up the whole sides. So you'd plant aruga number one, the northeast corner, and then the next one you're only going to plant the northeast half of it. The upper half of the east side, and the next one you're going to plant the lower half of the south side, the southwest side. So by doing that, you'll keep them. Here's planted here. And you keep doing that, so they're not going to overlap. That they shouldn't be one of course one opposite the other. But the Makom Akronos. This is the pshat I told you on Aleph. That the Mora says when discussing Makom Akronos, the Mora says, why don't you do that? Well, it goes to Shmuel Shemi Yamalis Akronos, and the Gzer, which Rav said that you were afraid that the guy will not, he'll forget and plant the whole direction. Shmuel wasn't going to that. Kach Nirshit Zuba Enai. This is how I understand pshat and Shmuel. Well, the pshat of Rabbi Sakein. Our Rebbeim did not learn like this. Shem Pirshu, Kronos Elu Gevulin. The Arab Shad, the Kronos means the Gevul. Yeshli Gimgumin Baharbe, I had difficulty with it a lot. Gamachol Hashas, Lo Shemati Kronos, Elu Zobius. Kronos always means, doesn't mean Gevulin, it means a corner. Mitzos Elitzmap, Yisedosh Reb Shimon, Hazokein Achi Imi. I found a support from Rav Shimon HaZaken, which is my mother's brother, Mipi Rabbeinu Gershom Avi HaGoyla, from Rabbeinu Gershom Avi HaGoyla, Tzuvah Rabbeinu Yitzchok Ben Yehuda, Shor Yeshiva Begim Upon Him, O Yashar Benai. And Rabbeinu Yitzchok Ben Yehuda's questions on it, I don't find them difficult, I don't find them, agree with them. Okay. Punim means to like facets. He has three questions, three types of questions on it. What? Yeah, no. It's like facet. Pen is a facet for. Okay. Amra Ula, back on the Gemara. Bo b'marava. Hivkiya telem echad al panei kula mahu. I understand Tosef Pshat. I'm not sure Rashi is saying the same Pshat or Rashi is saying a different Pshat. Tosef says, okay, you have your arugas. I'm assuming that means, according to Shmuel's pshat, that you're going to have. Maybe I guess according to Rav, but what will be? So you have your aruga here. Meanwhile, he made a furrow, a deep furrow, and he's planting in the furrow. Tosha says so. It's separated off from the aruga, the fact that it's planted in the furrow. It's in the depression. You make a depression. You're planting in the depression. So you're going to lose your heter aruga, because now you have this long furrow. So now already this is a field where you're planting furrows. You can't start making patches of different things. But do you lose that heter aruga by making this heap? So Lashon Hivkiya always means you deepened it. Telemechad apnei kula. One furrow's worth all the way along the length of it. That's Ernest Antosis. So what's the law? Rashi, I'm not as clear exactly what he's saying. We'll see if we get the Rashi, maybe we can figure it out. So Omer of Shesha is Bo Irvu Bidilas Ashura. So now you have a Shura of this min, and now you have these other things here, that's going to create a problem that this Irvu is going to be about to make the Shura Usur, or vice versa, the Shura is going to make the Irvu Usur. Ravasi Omer, ain't it Ruva Mavatal is sure it doesn't, it's not a problem. Okay. Well, one's going to create a problem for the other. Okay. Eisve Ravina the Rav Ashi. So Ravina asked Rav Ashi a question on this. Hanateish de shuras shall kishuin. This mission in Klai. Person plants two rows of gourds, squash. Shte turish shall deluyin is kishuin of cucumbers. Shte turish shall deluyin is gourds. Shte shuras shall pula mitzri, which is a type of a bean, Egyptian. The Egyptian broad bean is usually translated by the art school. Yeah, so it's mutter. So I have a field which is, you know, it's furrows, and there's two furrows of this, two furrows of that, two furrows of that. So that's going to be mutter, because we look at it in halacha, is it's really field A, field B, field C. But let's say, Shura Acha Shal Kishun, Mishra Acha Shal Delun, Mishra Acha Shal Pulamitzvi, it's Osir. That is one field of different things all planted in one field. That's going to be us. So we look at that as it doesn't. It's not. Each one is not significant enough of its own to look at as independent fields. You look at this. You got to feel a lot of different things planted over. That's not acceptable. So what do you see? So you see that one telem is considered irbuv. So how in the world are you going to tell me putting a furrow of X and then putting other things is going to be mutter? That's one row of that is clearly a problem. So our answer is no. Shani hachadika saracha. So Rashi says that the branches are things which grow where they have large the branches their vines are long and they get mixed up above. Even though the planting is separate, you're talking about they're going to get mixed up above in the leaves, in a lot of different places. So that's why it's going to be us. So you would need two separate rows to make it clear that they're two separate things. But over here, having one telem and having the depression, etc., would be enough. Not of these types of items would not be a problem. Okay. Sirashi, Hivkiya, the third wide line. Lashon Kriya, the word Hivkiya means it's a language of tearing. Literally, Kriya Karka is as if you'd be cutting into the ground. The language is Mibloy Mitzvos HaKahanim Hayim Hivkiyim. So they made the wicks. They would rip the wicks out of the worn out. Michnasayim of the Kahana, the wicks for the simple Hashoev. Telem is mana shura, it's one furrow's a furrow's worth of row. Apanei kula. Shehever mizereshe betzofen, mizereshe betdorim, derechem soy. Mizere mechad aminim. So, I think Rashi means, as opposed to Tosfos Pshat, which I understand means like outside of the Arugas, means you had, let's say, according to this, you have nine arugas, and you had Jeff's idea that you're going to take one row and put it all the way across with the same thing. Min hashishi, or not one of the same of the five, but a sixth min. Now I'm not sure where the sixth min is going to be. Where is this telem? Rashi sounds like the Zeresh of Adorim, Derechem Soy, that, you know, here's the north, here's the south, so you made a row. I guess it means, you know, it went from the north to the south of this min. So if it's the same min, so you made your idea of making this all the way down, planting the same thing. Now you have a row of this thing, so it's mevatel l'shem aruga, because it's maybe because it's this row. It's not a aruga. This is a long row of this thing. So now you can't have other arugas around other things in there. That I understand. Where's the case of the min shishi coming in? And obviously that's a problem. Unless it's something saying the opposite. The fact that it's a shura gives it clearly set off from the rest of the arugas. So you could put a different min down there of the sixth thing, because it's separate from the arugas. And maybe shura should create heter as opposed to creating issues. Like Rashi seems like understand the question in two different ways. If it's some of the original, one of the five minims, so what's the problem? The problem is then shura is creating a problem. It's in mevatel the heter of aruga because it's one long row. If it's a sixth one, what's your shal? Obviously, it's also the answer is that shura is creating heter. Okay.
Two different minions.
Okay.
You put a tell
her
the
center. Okay.
Which may either be one of these two minions, but if it be one of these two minions, the fact that it's a tell her the center is not separate at all. And now you've got a problem. Or it could be that this.
So what's the side heter?
Well, the side heter is you have an aruga.
Right.
There's space in between.
Right.
But we know there's space in between.
So you need two tefachim. Each one has a tefach of gevul. Okay.
To create a telem, a plow is a certain width.
Stam telem is gimel tefachim.
So that's more systems.
Okay.
So if you had a space for a telem, the two arugas are farther apart than necessary. So they're all they're good for sure.
Okay, but the more
the center one, which is a separate part of that.
I understand, but the Morris flow seems to be that the heter of shura is, the more I ask the question, you say shura is not a heter, means do we look at it as independent or not? It's not a question of distance.
Yes, do we look at it as independent? The independence is tied to distance. I mean, the two arugas, right smack next to each other, there's space in between, they're separate. I mean, you can see that they're separate.
Right, I understand that. I'm saying it seems to flow in the Gemara. I'm trying to understand is the fact that it's a shura an argument why, even though it's right next to it, but since it's a shura, it's clearly defined separate because it's a long thing. So that's the shura. And these are shurugas. So shura is creating heter.
Yes,
that's one understanding. So it means that I could even put a min shishi there.
Yes,
well, that's one possibility. Okay. Now, let's say it wasn't a min shishi. It was one of the other minim, and I'm going all the way down with one of the original five minim. I'm going all the way down. Good. So one, I'm arguing all the way around. Min shishi, I bet you really should be awesome. So shura is probably creating heter for min shishi. That's the shayim. Does it create heter or not? You could argue the other way. Even though normally, as I understood from the way Rashi is saying, that you take one of the minim and you take it all the way down. So, in other words, if I have my ruga here, again, you have nine of them. And I decide to plant, like you said, you plant here, your checkerboard. She said, I've got a better idea. Let's just plant that same thing straight all the way down. Okay, great.
So inside the physical space of the aruga?
Within the physical space of the aruga. I want to make it as this, the whole shura of this thing all the way down. Okay, so why should it be usur? You're not making an error. That problem is the opposite now. But this aruga just blew the whole head of arugas. Because you have a field of this. You can't put other things there. So that Rashi is making a problem. So Rashi... That's Rashi's lashon. The fact that there's a din shura is mevatel the het of aruga. Do you lose the shura create a problem in the aruga heter? So if you tell me that it's one of the original minim, so the Prama Shura is creating a problem. If you tell me it's a sixth min, it's the opposite. The Shura is a tzad heter.
But there's two other things going on. In one case, you're a
Ruvel
separate. In the other case, what you're doing is you're actually taking from each Aruga to create the tzad.
I understand that, but again, but that's what I'm asking you. I don't understand Rashi. Rashi can't discuss one min and sixth min and have the same shaila. It's two different shailas. That's exactly what I don't understand Rashi. What is Rashi doing? That's my problem.
I don't think that Rashi's saying that to take from each aruga. I don't see the language where he's talking about breaking
But Rashi shehever mizera shebesafin lezera shebedorim derechim soy. The lashon shehever means he extended it. So extending means you're starting with something which is there and you're extending it. That's what the word hever means. But that's not.
And you run it past the
Oh, okay. I hear. That's possible. Okay. Thank you. Maybe. Let me suggest that.
If it was the same species and it was going through a part of the aruga that already had that species in it, beans going through beans, burning beans going through beans, the same bean.
Right.
So that wouldn't be a problem.
No. Well, maybe yes. Because if I have an aruga and I have this very nice aruga and I have planted beans here, according to Shmuel, I have beans on the first half, the upper half of it, and I have something else over here, and I have five things in it. Also, I have this row of beans going on over here. So, what is this field? Is this an aruga which has a heter of five minim, or is this a field of beans? And I can't put other minim in a field of beans. That's the shayla. Right. So Rav came along and said, Rav Sheshes came along and said. So there's Irbuv that's going to make the Shura Osir, which means makes the Ruga's Osir. You can't have both. And Rav Asi said it's okay. So came along, Ravina, and asked Rav Ashi, if you're a Litvak, you're going to go, you have difficulty with this Gemara, you know. Okay? So, Shtei Shura Shal Kishuim, the Mishnah says, asked on Shtei Shura Shal Deluim. You have two rows of Kishuim, and two rows of Deluim, Vetzim Beishura shall pull mitzvah, and then two more rows of pull mitzvah. We'll learn about Ruga. Not talking about a patch, we're talking about El Basalag Delo. It's a large field, two long rows of X, of A, B, and C, it's Mutter. Why? The Sheshura is Cheshibi, Limehevi, Sadal, and Amshah. Each one's considered a separate field. Each one is its own separate field. It's large enough, having two long rows of each, that's two separate, it's each one is a separate field, and it's a hacker. Richurachas, we call echad habi irbuv. So if it's one row of each, it's also the chashibi called chad sada lanafsho. Each one is on its own field. So I'm going to tell him echad habi irbuv. So one furrow creates of something, just makes mixture. So how can you tell me it's mutter? So how can Rav Sheshes, how can Rav Asi say it's mutter? So my answer is dika saracha. Over there, the problem was, as Zemara saying, Aruchas, their vines, or their branches, were long. It means Arvis, Harbor Milamala, and they would mix a lot above, which means where the leaves are. Manir Irbuvan, Bimakamas Harbor, and a lot of places along the way, there'd be this Irbuv. But over here, we're talking about apparently some type of you're planting some type of a vegetable, which doesn't have that issue. Sracha is connection. Sircha. It's the same word as you have sircha. You have by the lung. It has a connection between. Talk about problem within the lung. The connection between the lung and the pleural cavity is called a sircha. Those are those which create the problem of trachea. It's called a sircha. It's the same word. It's an adhesion, right? So they're connected together. Okay, Amar of Kahana, Amar of Yechon comes along with Yechon and says he has an interesting suggestion. A Reis Lamal is called Ginoso Yorok, which it's not going to be. You can't. You want to fill it up totally, which you can't fill it up totally. different minim. You want to put different minim over there. So I have a way to plant it in a way which it's nicker, and you get the most out of your usage out of your space. Again, it's not going to be called ginoso is lapdavka. It means as much as you can. Okay, what do? Oisa aruga shisha al shisha. So you make an aruga 6x6. Va'oigol bo chamisha. Then you make it. You make a circle, which has a diameter of 5, which means you make a square of 5x5, and then you draw a circle inside of that. You look at the picture in Tosis, that's basically the idea. So you've cut out a half a tefach on each side out of your 6. Then you in the circle you plant A, min A, and then so you could put in the corners whatever you want. So up to look at the picture, what it means. Wait, understand from Rashi and Tosis. So the circle is going to be min A, and then in the shaded areas of the four corners would be min's number B, C, D, and E. But since A is this big circle, so it's clearly A, and then each one is separate from the other ones. So there'll be B, A, then there'll be a B, C, D, and E in the four corners, and that's mutter. And you leave, then you leave your space of a half a tefach. If you leave your half a tefach, then you have a tefach for the gvul, then you have another tefach, then you have another half a tefach. So you have three tefachim, which is the shear. We said you have to have archoka to the next aruga over where you're planting. The more is the next question. The more didn't understand that. That's what he meant. Where he could debate. He said kol ginosa yorik. So the space in between that and the next aruga, you tell me you can plant that. That's also. So I'm in the Bay Rabbiana, I'm Machu Ben Abinayim. If you leave the space in between each gvul, the gvulim is empty, so you'll have the shear of the gimel tvachim that you need, and that'll be mut. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar, im hayu zeruyin shesi zoren orev, orev zoren shesi. That if it's from what I understand, I'm not sure exactly how you do that. You would do it in a different direction, the Bein HaBinayim of different direction of how you're planting this thing. I don't know how many plants you get in that direction, but if in corner. You know, let's say your middle thing, so you're getting more than one plant. So let's say you're able to get a few plants. If the plants were going north south, so if you plant in the gvulim east west, it'll also create a heck. Ase Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina asked Ravashi that we have a brisa which seems to say that that's not going to be. That's not going to be mutter. Why? Because it says avodas yorek b'yorek acher. The language which the Mishnayos use in Masechtas Klayim is you have to leave the area around between plant A and plant B, between vegetable A and vegetable B, is kasher avodas hayorek, the area which would allow you to take care of your plant. And that would give you the way to separate it out, that it's independent items. So what is the shear of Avodas Yorek B'Yorek Acher is Shisha Tvachim. So you have to give a space of, you have to give an area of 6 Tvachim And Rashi says that means our heter of aruga. And then you have to give space before you plant the next thing. You have to give it kavadosa. And then it continues and it says katava mirubas. It's set up as a square. See, there's no, this heter that you're creating of this circle doesn't exist. Katava hudashari halav hachi is aser. The only heter is if you spread it up in the form which we were, the picture we had on an aleph, where you're putting it more, much more in a square form. More answers, no. Hasim la kuli ba kula achrina la hatarish tor hayetzim haymenu. That Rav Ashi is arguing on what Rav said before, that there's no din of Rosh Tor. He says there is a het of Rosh Tor by Ruga, but het of Rosh Tor by Ruga will only be true in a case where you plant it in a square. But if you plant it in a circle, like Rabbi Yochanan is suggesting, then you wouldn't, it'll be mutter, but you won't have the het of Rosh Tor. Yes. You know, yes, the answer, the simple answer is yes. You know, it's much more, if we would have a Babli on Mesechta's Klein, which we don't, this would make more sense to be there, but right, we don't have a Babli on Mesechta's Klein, so you got to say it, talk about it somewhere, so the last piece of Gemara we had about Tilchus Tumah and Tahara also doesn't necessarily belong to Mesechta Shabbos. You would expect it to be in Seder Taharas, but there's no Babli on Taharas either. I mean, impermissible, but you have to keep it clear. Okay, let's see Rashi. Kol ginosa yorek, shel harba min, you want to plant many different minim in your kino. So as you call arugusev, rubos, vav, you make patches which are six, a square of six. Vayu b'chol aruga hay, then you make a circle which is hay inside of it. Zeh be'igul be'igul in the circle minech and one min v'yeshekar harbe l'dover. That's clear. It's a whole circle of this thing. Mitzarach laharchiv bein aruga l'chaverta, then you don't have to. Excuse me. The Baal Shem gives to laharchiv. You don't have to give a space between the aruga and chaverta. Which right now I understand means that you don't leave the gvulim at all. You plant mamash the next one right next to it. Then now, where Rashi understands the first shot is not like Tosfos' picture. You have a circle in the middle, which is five, which has a diameter of five, and then the what Tosfos is left blank. The half tefach, which is blank, Rashi understands you're going to plant that four different minim, in the north, south, east, and west. So you'll have a circle in the middle, and you'll have a row of this, a row of this, a row of this, and a row of this. I have a tefach wide. And Morris says, so how is it going to be mutter to put the next one next to it then? Mika the beni beni. Hen gvuli aruga shemarno lamala aruga vav chutz mikvulin. A voice of the kvulin kashi yisroim. But if your circle is fine, the next circle is fine, but if you're telling me you're going to plant a row of this over here, and then right next to it, there's no gap, a row of that right there, those two things are right next to each other. So Mor says, Ben Ozeren, you leave them separate. It's not, you can't fill up the whole Gina. They're full, but obviously you have to leave the gvulim open. Now, where Rashi understands, you're going to have a problem. If you put a circle there, so you have one aruga. I understand you have a circle here. You tell me the circle is a circle, and then you have a whole row of X, you know, Y, Z, you know, etc. But if you only leave the two tefachim between that and the next one, why is that mutter? Came along Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi said, I'll tell you even further, so if you have a whole row over here going this way, so you're allowed to plant the gvul this way, because it's a different direction. So he says, one second. How much you have to make it separate? You would have your five different species in your area of six. Now, that lashon which is used over there in Masechtas Klaim usually does not mean the way Rashi explains it. When the Ritzama Kadabadosa means you, that's a place that you're leaving separate, you're leaving empty. Rashi is saying you're planting it, but since it's planted in the form of an aruga, so that allows you to plant nearby. Ketavim Rabas, Alma Ugula Lav Arugahi. If it's circular, that doesn't have the heter of aruga. Samara Hossam, the boy Merubas, the reason why you need it should be square, Lachshuba Soda Kamer, to give it a status of a Soda, Lahata Rosh Tor, to permit the Rosh Tor, but less lay the Rabbi Yechon and Hod Amr Liel, Ein Rosh Tor Baruga. So Rabbi Yechon doesn't agree with what Rav says, Ein Rosh Tor Baruga. He holds Rosh Tor exists by an aruga, if it's mit Kitavla, Merubas, not if it's a Gula. Inama islam aruga la ruga, misadal aruga yesh roshtor. Or, possibly he could agree to Rav, but there's a case from a large field to an aruga, there is a hat of roshtor, like Rashi said before, but that's only if it's ketavim ravas, not if it's circular. But circular is mutter, just it won't have the hat of roshtor. Okay. Let's just, since tomorrow is Thursday and then Friday is Rosh Chodesh, which will get us behind. Okay. Next sugya, menayin le paleta shichvazera b'yom hashlishi shehi tameya. Okay, so a woman, the Torah says that a woman goes through the process of bia. So the process of bia itself creates a din of tumah, but that tumah lasts for one day. A woman would then go to the mikvah afterwards, and she so. Not a question in regards to the Israel to the husband, that's a halacha nida, this is not a nida. This is an issue of the woman's status of being tamei and tahara. It's a man who has relations with his wife is also tamei. The Gabi Hichlis, he can't touch truma, he can't go to the mikdash, etc. Until he was Matizera, then my acting Matizera creates a tumor. Whether that creates a tumor for the man, whether he has relations with the woman or not, he man is Matizera, he's tamei for that day. A woman has bia, so she's telling me also for that day. But the next halacha is, which the Mishnah is telling me, that but the zera remains inside of the woman. If the zera comes out later on, and after she's already been matara herself, she went to the mikvah, she's matara herself, the next day the zera comes out, the zera of the man comes out, she's tamei again. So how long does that last?
How would then a man be able to be with his wife twice the same within a 24-hour period?
Again, there's nothing to do with Israel had to the wife, husband.
Okay, is she allowed to do certain things though, during that time?
She can't touch truma, she can't eat kosher, but she can do whatever it's
telling
her. It's irrelevant, totally irrelevant. Yeah. Right. It's a lochos of tuma tahara, you know, not like I was Isser and Hetzer Labala. So, Menayim Lepeta Shechazer, but Yom HaShlishi, Shehi Temeya. Even day three already, still the loch is, for 3 days, the loch is that it will create a loch of tuma. Shenemar, Hayun HaChonim L'Shlash HaShemim, and the more it discusses is that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted we needed 3 days was because from the time they told him that I'll teach you show that this would allow the men and the women to become Torah for Matan Torah. Well, the men won't have any relations with their wives, but the women need time because if any Zerah comes out, they need to separate for 3 days because if they then on the fourth day they have Matan Torah, that's great because the Zerah would even come out on day four wouldn't make her Tomei. So if they stop having relations for 3 days, so by the fourth day she'll be taught.
So if it comes out say, on the second day, so that only lasts for one day.
Don't last for that day. Yeah. Right. Okay. That's the next Menayin. Menayin again. All these are Menayins which we have a concept and we have a pasuk for it, and that's why they're all connected over here. Menayin shemachitzim es hamila b'yom hashlishi shechalis b'shabbos. Why that there's a heter of chilul shabbos for the mila. Of washing it off, etc. Third day of the milah is a painful day, which means there's danger to the health. How do we know that they would tie the red thread to the Sir Mishalaya, Shemayim Yuchatechem Chashonim, Kashel Gabinu, Manasuk, the Sikha Sheikh Shtia, Beyam Kippurim. How do you know that the anointing has a status like Shtia, that it's Osir? Avishan Raila Dobra Zechel Dobra Shanemra, but the way of Kamayim Bekirboi, Mukashem and Batsmi Sub. It compares, it goes in like Mayim into the person which is drinking, and Kashem Batsmi Sub, that they're compared. Okay.